Hello, Michel de Coust. We are pleased here in Radio Auroville to welcome you. You are presenting a movie on Wednesday, the 20th, at 5 o'clock in the evening, dans le cadre of French Pavilion, right? In the frame of French Pavilion, and it's a movie about Viviane José Recio, who is a painter. And I'd like to ask you this question, these two questions: why you came to her, why you make this movie, and what is the link with Auroville in that movie?
Viviane José Restiaux is a very connected painter, connected in the sense of heaven and earth. She was a top graphist, but she began to paint when she was 60, that means 20 years ago. And the way she's painting is really connected to her body, to the consciousness inside her body, and to be connected to what we could call Akashic field, great Akashic field. It's what Erwin Laszlo, who saw her painting, said. He said, "You are really connected to the great memories of the universe." And so she's, when she's painting, she stays in silence at least 2 weeks, and she's at the bottom of the Mont Blanc, in a very remote, quiet place. And when she's ready to paint, there is a sound coming and then light, and then her hands are guided, and she's painting. And it's not New Age painting at all. It's really connected to the universe, quantic universe. And it's what Erwin Laszlo recognized. And also, to her own body. She travels inside her body, and top searcher in medicine recognized that she painted a heart with a certain small valve into it. And when she painted it, this little valve had never been discovered. It was just discovered 2 years ago. So this Akashic memory, the way she's painting, which is dropping everything that is control, mental, is for me connected to what Auroville experience through the work on the consciousness of the cell. She's really doing it. And I did ATB, awareness through the body, last year, and I could afterwards connect even more to what she was doing. The second thing is, why do I present it to Auroville? It's also because she's very inspired by Sat-Prem. Sat-Prem is one of her sources of inspiration, among others. And when she painted, when we did the movie, she was connected to Sat-Prem's art of silence, creating silence. And so two paintings she's doing directly in front of the camera are inspired by Sat-Prem. And third point, I think I am very happy to present this movie to Auroville, because when I did Auroville, Land for the Future, and then Auroville, The Golden Bond, I was trying, especially in the second one, which was about human unity and spirituality in Auroville, very concerned to show the vibration of it. Not to do a mental movie, an informative movie, but to make people feel what can be the vibration of Auroville. And it's also what I try to do in Vivian movies through music. There is a top violin woman who's chanting too, within the same vibration as Vivian. We tried with Gabriel Bo, who did this movie with me, to edit it in the rhythm that honor a Vivian painting. It's also what I was trying to do, especially with Auroville, The Golden Bond.
Thank you, Michel. So we are eager to discover this movie, the way you are speaking about that, about this movie. I think you are very proud of it, huh? Yes, and so I invite all the auditors from Radio Auroville, Auroville Radio, to come on Wednesday at 5 o'clock at the Cinema Paradiso to speak with you, to discover this movie and to ask questions. Thank you.